Hey, everybody, I'm Nick Layton.
And I'm Leah Bonema.
And we're the hosts of Were You Raised by Wolves?
Each week, we try to make the world a kinder, nicer place.
Well, that's the idea, at least.
I mean, we try.
Have you ever wondered what to do if you're ghosted?
Or what to do when a friend asks you to borrow money?
Or the proper way to eat Cheetos?
You know, the big questions.
So please find Were You Raised by Wolves wherever you listen.
You're listening to Heritage Radio Network. Since 2009, HRN podcasts have been exploring the wide world of food, beverage, and agriculture. Learn more at heritageradionetwork.org.
This episode is brought to you by Tillet NYC, hospitality uniforms for work and life. Look better, feel better, cook better. Visit us at tilletnyc.com. That's TILITNYC.com.
I think I've had enough go on in the last 9-10 months to write a book.
Welcome back to The Built, our newest season of opening soon. We're your hosts. I'm Alex McCreary.
And I am Jenny Goodman.
If you're joining us for the first time, go back. Listen to the first few episodes. There's a lot of good stuff in there. And if you're up to date, thank you. Good job. Listen on. Last time you heard from us, we talked to Eric and his collaborators who together are building menus that support the communities they're part of.
We're talking about mental health and self-care today.
Today we'll also get into the guts of closing goods and how that impacted us. And you want to stick around for a laugh or two.
Or maybe a cry. I don't know.
How are you managing your stress and anxiety level and your task list?
Breathing, trying to be at the gym to work out. That's a really good stress reducer for me. Mm-hmm. And I haven't been drinking all week. That helps.
There's a lot to share. So that was the second spot that I had spent months working on and a lot of money. And it was, the rug was pulled out from underneath me. I almost gave up on that one. That's currently where we stand after a lot of ups and downs of this process.
I thought about texting you guys a couple weeks ago and being like, listen, I don't know if this is going to work out for your schedule. Taking Tuesday. Oh, no,
it's supposed to be Tuesday,
but it feels like it's taking.
What is being taketh from thee?
My energy levels. I'm scrambling to get it together.
How are you? I know we were supposed to catch up earlier this week, but you were literally like elbows deep in stuffing cookie boxes.
Yes, and I totally forgot about the recording.
Okay.
Until you text me, and we had like 2 hours till UPS showed up to pick up all those boxes.
We've been there. We get it.
But I'm good. This has been a physically and mentally draining week for me. So I'm hanging on by a thread till the end of the weekend when we get a break. And sometimes I also just need to step away from my computer or email for a few hours so that I, again, can remove my business interest from my ego and not react because I'm upset. I'm like being pulled from both ends. At 3 o'clock every day, I bang my head against the wall 10 times. I was really nervous about presenting it to everyone, and I was like, I didn't sleep the night before.
And I'm trying to get back to the gym regularly because that's a big part of my mental health journey. Like I have to go to the gym or work out or do something, otherwise I can't concentrate.
After it set in and it was like, oh damn, I feel very violated and vulnerable by that, then you start to think about it more and you're like more upset.
Well, that's also terrifying to me to know that that's how quickly time is passing at this point.
It always feels like I haven't gotten anything done.
Are you seeing a way of getting breaks for yourselves in there? And how are you like managing that physical labor and mental and emotional and all the good things?
I've still been sticking to my making my time for the gym, as we've discussed in the previous episodes. And now I've been able to come in a little bit later. I'm still coming in earlier than I want to each day. I'm not here 16 hours every day. We were last week because we had one staff member who was out of town on a prearranged trip. And then we already have a tight staff. So with that person out, we had somebody else calling sick. He got really sick. And so then I had to cover all his shifts. And I had 2 16-hour shifts this weekend. But Mondays I've been pretty diligent about not touching work-related stuff. This Monday I did come in because I'm too far behind on emails and event requests and menus. And I knew that it was going to be better for me to start the week by coming in and spending some time here. Last Monday, I went to Bathhouse, thanks to Jenny and Alex. Had a little massage scrub and hung out, trying to relax over there. Took myself out to the movie. That was a big thing that I missed once we started opening. I love going to the movies, and I love going by myself to the movies. And I hadn't been to one for months. And so that was my first treat, was taking myself to the movie.
So as we listen back to Eric's journey up until this point, it's pretty fair to say that when you're in the middle of doing a million things during a build, it can be really hard to see the big picture and all of it coming together. I always like to say it's really hard to see the forest through the trees. But you can also attach your mental health to this process and the progress of tax or the lack thereof, and really get down on yourself and feel like things are not moving forward with the momentum you would like.
And despite, you know, Eric going through, you know, obviously a stressful time and trying to build this thing up, and just, you know, all the finances and things that go into it, and juggling his responsibilities from one restaurant that's still open and another one that's trying to get open, it's been really impressive that he's, you know, stayed really positive throughout the process and really optimistic about getting it done on time and on budget. And again, very impressed with how he's done that.
It's a huge undertaking, and Eric has remained really committed to his vision, his values for the project, for his community. And he's also remained pretty true to taking care of himself, and you can't really help others if you don't help yourself. So that's why we're all in hospitality, right? And you really see the community and come together. So I like to say, in building businesses and child rearing too, it takes a village.
Tell me how you're managing your, like, energy around it, you're managing your stress around it, and how you're helping Eric manage his.
Well, I feel like it's like my niece. It's not my baby, but it's like my boy's baby, right? And so, honestly, like, I feel like that takes a lot of the, like, anxiety. It's not even pressure or stress, because I have pressure, you know, and I have, like, I know I have to get all this shit together, and it's, you know, they're all important things, and we have to really, like, just keep on top of everything, and that's a lot when you have kids, and you have a dog, and you have this and that, and the friggin' laundry, blah, 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 groceries, but, like, we're in it together. We understand each other's, like, working quirks, too. Like, he walks in the door, and I can kind of get a gauge of, like, where he's at mentally. Like, I'm like, okay, it's physical task time, or, like, it's mental task time. Like, he's not somebody, he can't type on the computer if somebody's talking on the phone. So if I need to take a call, I'm going to step outside. We really understand those really tiny things about each other that you really need to work seamlessly and harmoniously, and making sure you're adding in that smoothness as much as you possibly can really goes a long way, I feel like, to just keep the stress away. And, you know, I'm really like, you have to go get a massage, or I'll do this. You know, really sharing the load when we can really recognize, like, he works more than me. It's about relationship. And that's, again, it's very much like we're both very oriented to each other. You know, like, I went through this fucked up, horrible breakup, and he was, like, sending me, and then I got in a rebel accident, and he was, like, sending me stuff, like, he was, like, Ubering me, like, lidocaine patches and flowers and snacks and, like, you know, like, notes, like, fuck him and you're loved and, like, all this stuff. And it's just, like, we really put in a lot there, and we know that, like, stress is gonna run high, and we just kind of, like, take it one day at a time. I mean, it's, we laugh a lot.
And doctor's the best medicine.
Yeah, we do. We laugh a lot.
We really appreciate that Eric has been so willing to share his experience with managing his self-care and his mental health journey with our listeners. So we just want to give a big shout out to Eric. Thank you.
Thank you, Eric. Opening a restaurant is stressful, and closing a restaurant is stressful and heart-wrenching. Let's talk a little bit about what that all felt like. Do you remember?
Do I remember? I still feel it. No? You don't still feel it?
I still feel it. I remember your mom saying to me at Christmas, I'm sorry you guys had to close the restaurant, and I just like broke down crying.
This past Christmas?
No, like right after we closed.
Apparently my mom still sees it as a failure. Closing a restaurant is stressful. Opening a restaurant is stressful and exciting. Closing a restaurant is stressful and not exciting. So I think that that's like the biggest difference. I think that for me personally, it was pretty tough. There was a big part of me that was at the point where we had gone through so much struggle of like continuing to put every last dime in that we had, and we were at this point where I think we sort of knew that the business wasn't going to work, but we were still, you know, fighting for it. And so that, you know, once you pull the plug, it gives you a sense of relief. But at the same time, this was my career journey. You know, this was like my goal when I started cooking in, you know, a chicken finger joint in Kansas City. And this was my goal when I, you know, went to, you know, fry fish in Louisiana and then, you know, move my way on up. Every restaurant, I pushed myself to get up to the next level as fast as possible and learn as much as I could so that one day I could open a restaurant and be a world famous chef. And so, you know, the idea that came tumbling down in a matter of 6 months at the very height of my, you know, personal career journey, it is slightly soul crushing. That's a fair way to put it. And it's much easier to talk about now 10 years ago. But yeah, I don't think there's any like way to sugarcoat that. I mean, it certainly was a learning experience that translated into a more successful business at Tillit. But it's essentially, I'm a runner now for anyone that cares, it probably doesn't, but it's essentially running a marathon and, you know, falling down and breaking your leg at mile 25. It fucking sucks. You do all this work, you get to the journey, you get all the way to the end, to the finish line, and then something just doesn't work. And that's, you know, it happens to a lot of people. It happens all the time. It's certainly not, you know, an isolated incident, but yeah, it's tough. It's stressful. Not exciting. Jen, how did it feel? I know that you had not been in restaurants for years building up to goods. You were in pharmaceuticals and departed, you know, with experience of restaurants to, you know, help us try and put the business back together. But how did it hit you? I imagine it hit you a little bit differently.
I mean, I think any failure can feel pretty embarrassing. You're like, oops, not to mention that you evaporated money, which also sucks. but I think hindsight's 20/20, and you learn a lot from your failure. So, and I still think we try to do that. Anytime we have a failure issue at work, then we try to iterate on it and learn from it. Yeah. I started Tillit about 10 years ago. I can't even believe it's been that long that we've been working together. It feels like an eternity, but also yesterday.
Thanks.
And since then, we've outfitted hundreds of thousands of chefs. We're so thankful for this community, as well as 6,000 restaurants across the country and globe even. Alex, can you tell our listeners about Tillit, what makes it so special, and why we got started?
Sure. We got started with Tillit basically out of necessity. I had been a chef for a long time and I just didn't feel, you know, prideful in what I was wearing. I felt like the clothes were outdated. They weren't that comfortable or functional. And so I essentially turned to street clothes, and then that's sort of the point where we realized that, hey, maybe we should do something about this. And we started small with, you know, a few pieces, and, you know, I think that the biggest, you know, advantage of what Tillit is that we started with a commitment to modernizing our uniforms and working with the people actually wearing the clothes. So everything is super functional. We think about utility first, then we think about aesthetics, comfortability, ease of washing. So it's really workwear that you can wear in the kitchen and then also continue to wear when you're out on the street.
So if you're interested in getting some fresh gear for yourself or for your team, we have a treat for you, our loyal Opening Soon listeners. You can get 10% off when you visit us at tillitnyc.com. That's T-I-L-I-T-N-Y-C.com with the code Opening Soon.
Opening Soon.
So important to discuss and make sure we all take care of ourselves, but sometimes it can all feel very heavy. So we've got your back.
Ahead of our final countdown to hopefully opening, you'll find out soon, we proudly present you with the Builds Blooper Reel. Enjoy.
We are rolling, so whenever you guys are ready. Actually, if you would each clap once, one after the other. Perfect.
All right,
now we are good to go. So whenever you're ready.
For a second, you sounded like...
Absolutely.
I'll do this one.
Okay.
Welcome back to The Build, our newest season of Opening Soon. We're your hosts. I'm Alex.
And I'm Jenny. Should we say our last names?
Yeah, I tried to do that one. It didn't work.
Michael Barbaro always says, I'm Michael Barbaro. And I am Jenny Goodman. Okay. Welcome back to The Build, our newest season of Opening Soon. We're your hosts. I am Jenny
Goodman. And I'm Alex. What's with the pause? I'll start. Tell us about yourself and your background as a food person, Eric.
Oh, wow. We're going right in there.
We're going.
I was waiting for you to do the whole, today is Tuesday.
No, not today. Not today.
Today, we're going to run through questions that are going to sort of fill out the first episode.
Okay.
Jen, how do you feel about that?
Silence.
Crickets over there.
JK. Partners in work and life. I love you, boo-boo.
Well, we'll move on from that.
Alex, do you remember the first time we went to go see the space?
No.
No? Okay, well, I do. You do not.
Short-term memory loss.
So now we... Okay, so now I'm saying we're trying telling, so sorry. Go ahead. Take the next
page. Is your podcast or is it just Jenny's podcast?
Talking about like whose grandma had a good name for a restaurant. And I was like, Ursula, that sounds like
what
a
was
good
Lonnie's
name.
Grandmother's name?
I don't remember.
We'll ask her next time we see her.
Okay, I started my recording.
Do you want me to clap? I'll mark it. You should put that here, so it's in between us.
What if I want to be the dominant voice?
I mean, listen, lift every voice and sing, all right?
Where are we today?
Quick update, yeah.
Oh my God.
Since we talked last.
When did we talk? Like 2 days ago?
2 days ago, but you said okay. You got equipment today.
Yeah, my brain is so fried today. I was like, literally, we're in the recording studio.
I think we're Roberta's, aren't we?
Yeah. I'm watching people eat pizza, licking my lips. Today, we received some of our equipment. I was covering a shift at the Awkward I don't even know the name of my business. I was covering a shift at Ursula.
Rollin'.
Make it drama.
Drama! Get ready for drama. Is this sounding okay so far, Armin? I feel like that wasn't enough drama.
More drama.
Let's go. Dun, dun, dun. Let's
make
do it one
it
more
drama.
Time.
Okay, try it again.
Okay. And of course, you'll hear a little bit about our release. Sorry, guys. It's like the time pressure is getting me. Okay.
Dun, dun, dun.
And here we go. Space number 3. Could the third time actually be a charm?
Excellent transition. Thanks, Taylor.
Thanks, Taylor.
Sorry, I'm not sure where I'm in the next document. Episode 5 VO script. Okay. Clip of Undying here. Oh.
I'm with Dad over the undying piece. Clip of the undying. Yes, the undying.
All right, so you want to tell us what day Alex has been saying?
I just said we're going to do a normal check. Okay. You paying attention?
She's like, I am paying attention to other things. That's why you're here.
Yes. All right, so we have Lonnie Holiday with us today. What are you excited about for her? So what's your point out?
Alcohol.
will they be drinking behind the counter, or do you mean like
officially on the record? No.
Okay. Teamwork makes the dream work.
Exactly that vibe.
Who was I watching that? There might not be an I in team, but there's an I in win. I think that was the Michael Jordan documentary.
Oh, jeez.
Alex, he will not. That right now. I dare you.
No?
I dare you.
I'm gonna win, Eric, or what? Come on.
Anything else we need to know?
Come through. 387 Nostrand.
We'll see you before open, that happens,
hopefully
in for sure.
March. We'll see you before that. All right. Well, guys, this is the point in the Well, team. No, do we like team? I shouldn't say guys. I need to stop saying guys. I was gonna be like a little bit like, well, guys, well, folks,
we live folks.
In, well, folks, we live in a capitalist society, so this is the point of the podcast where we take a little break. Do we like that or no?
So it just starts with me saying normally that's me running to the bathroom, or there's something else. In there. I was like, because that could be a little confusing, maybe. Sounds like I have like GI issues or something. Oh my god.
And you are feeling cheery all of a sudden. I'm
trying to up the energy level.
I love it. Pep in your step right there.
And we're also a personal life team. We're husband and wife. So how do you feel like it's important to work together?
Lol.
No comment. Okay.
Are you going to do both of us together?
Yeah, let's both of you.
Starting in the bathroom?
Yes, let's come in here.
Bathrooms are very important.
We had a 30-minute convo about it yesterday. Like, we had two other people in here, and we were talking about the bathroom for a while.
It's, I mean, look.
He wants a bathroom like the James Beard House.
That's $10,000-$12,000 for that.
$12,000 I was like, build a beautiful deck. Just I'm curious, like, yeah, let's make it out of teak.
It did cross my mind, but then I also thought about it being a haven for rats.
Yeah, you're right.
That's also true. What did we do at Goods? We had a deck. We built a deck. How much did the deck
cost?
People
do it. Commodore has that in the back. Sort
yeah,
of
that's
that.
True. Commodore has it. But there was a haven for rats.
Yeah.
RIP Goods. But yeah.
In New York is a haven for rats. I don't know that I would let that stop you.
Al, do you remember how we came up with like a business plan for Tillit and okay, let me start over again. No, it's not that I had a button open on my sweater and Alex was giving me the like ringer eyes. So there's that. I was giving everybody at Roberta's a show. Okay.
Yum.
It's almost wine time for mom. On Heritage Radio Network.
Where do you see that?
Do a couple of takes between. Throw to a break.
I know, that's why I did it again, Matt.
What does it say?
Because I made it a question. did you stay on the build?
This is very angry. It is very angry. I'm dead. All right.
Wait, what was that last time? I totally missed that.
Throw to a break?
Throw to a break?
Yes.
We'll be right back.
Yeah. Throw to a break was so hard to understand.
I'm not a newscaster. Okay. We'll be right back. That's it? No.
We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back. Okay. We're going to take a quick break to hear from our sponsors.
I didn't know what we were taking a break for. I'm going to go pee. We'll be right back.
One more time, Al, without the questions. Go.
We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back after a word from our sponsors.
Perfect.
our sponsors.
Visit us at tillitnyc.com. That's TILIT.com.
Nope, that's TILITNYC.com.
Oh, shit.
That was perfect. Same. I'm keeping it.
Fucking jackass that won't sell us his website.
No. It's true. Sell us your website, domain squatter on tillit.com. I'll do it one more time. It's true. He used to go to the bar with his like really ugly baggy like Czech chef pants, and they had stains from putting his tongs in the pocket, which is so nasty when you think about it. But anyways, now
still came home with me from the bar.
Okay.
Those dirty chef pants on.
Okay. hot mics.
Now they're really hot. Yikes.
This is a PG podcast. I think you should do like what you did for the Facebook videos. Like, I was a chef for 25 years and couldn't find what I liked.
Uniforms are awesome.
No, but
no one's ever said that. That was what I... No, wasn't that what I...
Yeah, but something... You don't have to be
they made me be over-animated for Instagram, Taylor, and I didn't like it because I'm not an over-animated person.
We paste on the back and do some photos of Ursula with her Corvette.
Ursula with a Corvette? I haven't seen that content yet.
Yeah.
I cannot
She still wait. Has her Corvette in the garage in New Mexico.
Has your landlord complained about any of the work that you've been doing so far? Or
no, he says he's very excited for us to open. And he's... I don't think he was expecting it to be so transformative. He thought this place was, like, so cute. And, like, why would anyone want to change it? And, yeah, that anyone could just move in and, like, be ready to work. And I was like, sure. Like, there's good bones to it, but...
If you don't have your own concept.
Perhaps, yeah, if you don't... Like, yeah, or any design taste.
Yeah.
No.
Are you guys recording? Yeah. Lonnie just walked in, looking fab, as always. Didn't I tell you? Yes, look at you! All right, I think...
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll wrap it up.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go punch some walls.
Subscribe to Opening Soon from Heritage Radio Network, wherever you listen to podcasts.
Me too?
Yeah, go ahead.
Why don't you subscribe to Heritage Radio?
Nope, can't. The bottom one.
Subscribe to Opening Soon from Heritage Radio Network, wherever you listen to podcasts.
I think Great. You got the best one.
I think you did the best take.
Well done.
Was that good? So close.
So close?
You want us to do another one?
Taylor's ready.
Okay. Best. Taylor says you did the best.
Yeah. I have a face for radio, so.
You don't. You got a face for TV.
I have the hair for radio. That's what I like to say.
Do you want me to start and then you?
Yeah, we'll each do it, right?
Yeah. The Build is produced by Armin Spengen, Taylor Early, Matt Patterson, Jenny Goodman, and me, Alex. Okay. That was awesome. Oh, that was funny. There Sorry. Okay. The Build is produced by Armin Spengen, Taylor Early, Matt. Alex, it's like we're merged into one human. Okay, I'm dead. The Build is produced by Armin Spengen, Taylor Early, Matt Patterson, Alex McCreary, and me, Jenny Goodman. The Build is produced by Armin Spengen, Taylor Early, Matt Patterson, H. Conley, Alex McCreary, and me, Jenny Goodman.
A very special thank you to the Julia Child Foundation for Gastronomy and the Culinary Arts for their support of Taylor's work as the Julia Child Writing Fellow.
And a special thanks to Eric C. and Lonnie Holiday for all of their willingness and time to share with us on this journey.
Our audio engineer for this episode is H. Conley.
This program is supported in part by public funds from the New York City Department of Cultural Affairs in partnership with the City Council.
Opening Soon is powered by Simplecast.
Opening Soon is a production of Heritage Radio Network, food radio supported by you. Keep in touch at heritageradionetwork.org/subscribe. I didn't even get to shout out DIY Al, which is my favorite thing to call Alex, because he likes to DIY all of our projects at Tillit and at home, too.
listeners, we want to tell you about a podcast we're really digging. It's called Christopher Kimball's Milk Street Radio. Every week, they travel the world to find the most fascinating stories about food, including children who harvest cod tongues after school in Norway, and a detective who tracks down food thieves. And on Milk Street Radio, you can always find the unexpected. The comedian who ranks apples using an elaborate 100-point system, the secret history of grocery stores, and how to eat your way through Italy. They also interview the most beloved names in food like Jacques Pepin, Sola Aweli, Jose Andres, Jet Tila, Ina Garten, Nigella Lawson, and Padma Lakshmi. Plus, co-hosts Christopher Kimball and Sarah Moulton do live calls with listeners and answer their questions about ingredients, techniques, and culinary mysteries, like why roasting a leg of lamb made one caller's oven explode. Ever wonder why your bread won't rise or your souffle falls flat? Chris and Sarah have the answers. You'll also hear from a rotating cast of contributors, including Kenji Lopez-Alt, Cheryl Day, Dan Pashman from The Sporkful, and Alex Inouz, a French guy cooking from YouTube. Take a listen at 177milkstreet.com/radio or just search your podcast app for Milk Street Radio.